time. We have a really great product called a Doterra bag. It's a drug disposal bag. It's available at Kodiak Public Health. You can get it over at Canna. But it allows you to take all those prescription pills and dispose of them and neutralize them in the bag with right. just a little bit of water and discard of them properly.
And the bags have like charcoal in them.
They do. Yep, exactly.
I know that there are all sorts of issues for describing a any sort of sociological problem in a small community like this one, but do you have a read on what the opioid crisis is how it's taking shape here in Kodiak specifically?
So I know that there's been a lot of fentanyl here and a lot of mixing of drugs. And a lot of people that use meth, and you know, the fentanyl is being found in meth now as mm-hmm. well. So a lot of people don't even know that they may be doing an opioid, and just think they're doing meth or, you know, cocaine or something like that. But as I've been giving out the Narcan kits, I've had people, you know, responding that they have used them. So I know that those overdoses are happening more than what we realize. You know, like right. we get the numbers from Providence that says how many overdoses have been in the hospital, but we don't know how many overdoses are going unreported, especially if that Narcan is doing its job and it's working. What we need is for people to, you know, still seek that emergency care, because there can be, you know, other effects from it, or they can overdose again. And that helps us get a true idea of what the overdoses are like here. But we know the drugs are here, and we know the overdoses are happening. We just don't have a good number of how many.
Right. I want to ask you as well about some of the work that the two of you do to respond to the crisis here locally. KMXT just had an article by Kirsten Dobroth that was talking about Brave Communities, and I know that you two personally have both done some advocacy work in the realm of getting Narcan out into the community. Can you give folks a little bit of an overview of what that work looks like?
So it first started with you know, the state's initiative to get Narcan out, and you know, Kodiak Public Health is with the Department of Health. And it started with me kind of walking the docks around Near Island and you know, the Kodiak Harbor. And I had talked to Shanna a few times about wanting to do this event to get the Narcan out more widespread, you know, not just the fishermen. And I had mentioned that I was also trying to get it in the bars. And, you know, when I told her that I wanted to do this big community event, her and her people helped me kind of run with it. So that's how that started off, and going with Shanna to do Narcan training in the villages as well. And that was kind of the start of it.
Yeah, I think that was our first event. So I travel out to each of the village communities to help teach basic life support, which is CPR and AED use. And in that event, Amy was able to also do a complete section on how to administer Narcan. And then we talk about, you know, the signs of an overdose, which maybe some people aren't familiar with, right? We talk about that somebody who's cold and clammy, maybe they're cyanotic, they have that blue tinge around their mouth or their yep. fingertips, right? They're not responsive. Those kind of people, what to look for in those. So after that first event, I mean, I think we really started putting our heads together on how can we make this